Welcome to the Cool Channel Sessions platform, where we celebrate entertainment and the arts with the images, words, and music that move us. For our inaugural featured artist session, I am pleased to introduce to you who I consider Austin's First Lady of Jazz, the talented, soulful, toe-tapping, finger-popping jazz artist, Pamela Hart. Pamela, welcome to the Cool Channel with your new CD, Happy Talk.
Thank you, Tyrone. I'm so happy to be here on the Cool Channel. You're in Inaugural Sessions and happy to promote my CD, Happy Talk.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we know what you were doing last year in the bubble. Yes. And I must say that you have come out with a winner. 9 tracks that lean into the listener, a couple that jumped out at me when I listened to it. Wonder Why, Tenderly, Go Away, Little Boy, and a classic with a different little heartbeat on it, that Go Away, Little Boy.
Oh, yes. I like that one, too. I like all of them. Yeah. But yes, during COVID, even though we were locked up, I was trying to, you always want to stay relevant and you want to stay in the public forum. And so I had to pivot like everybody else and learn to keep my music going online, so with live stream. And also, a lot of us musicians use this downtime to sharpen our pencils and our craft and, get ready for what's next. So that was what I was doing with Happy Talk.
Great. Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, I've been knowing Pamela and her husband, Kevin, for over 30 years. They've built quite the following down in Austin through their Heartbeat Productions company.
Yes.
So for those new listeners out there, Pamela, why don't you share a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got started down this path of jazz?
All right. Well, I am originally from Los Angeles, California. I moved to Austin in 1982. And while in L.A., my mother sang around the house and played jazz around the house. So that's how I got my jazz influence. But like most young people, I did my own, thing first, singing 70s and 80s tunes, volunteering to sing. But it wasn't until I moved to Austin in 82 that I was interested in jazz. Jazz kind of comes back to you and grabs you when you grow into it. And so I started learning who the real Billie Holiday was, because I had knew Diana Ross and Lady Sings the Blues. So, and I decided I wanted to be a professional singer. So I talked to some singers here, and they told me how to build a repertoire, and I checked out records from the library, and there were things I knew. I knew a lot. I already had a repertoire. I just needed to organize it and perform a strategy for getting out there. So I started that in 82. And I also started an organization called the Women in Jazz Association with my husband, Kevin, in 94. And so we've been doing Heartbeat Productions, which is my production company for promoting Pamela Hart. And then we have a mission to keep jazz alive with the Women in Jazz Association that we started in 94, and we became a 501(c) in 2006. So we have a lot on our plate, but jazz is the thing, and music, and I sing everything, but my heart lies in standard jazz music.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So back in LA, You're bouncing around the house. Who was the voice that grabbed you? Sounds like your mom played quite a diverse portfolio of jazz musicians.
That's true. My mother played everything from Coltrane and Miles Davis to Sarah Vaughan, Nancy Wilson, and Johnny Mathis, Sarah Vaughan. And so she played that around the house all the time. And she sang. She was a whistle while you work kind of girl. So she sang while she cleaned up, washed dishes. And I'm the youngest of 6, so I'm right under her, hearing all of this and taking it in by osmosis. And sometimes she'd invite me to sing with her and teach me little songs. And so she really was the major influence and the one who pushed me along and encouraged me to sing. Miss Christine.
All right, Miss Christine. Tell us a little bit about your body of work while you've come into this jazz passion.
All right. Well, it shows me. Jazz kind of chooses you. It's a very kind of intellectual music that grabs you, because jazz is kind of a feeling, you know. So a lot of people can technically play jazz and technically sing jazz, and you can hear some people doing that and mimicking others. But the true nature of singing jazz is when you're true to what you're feeling at the time. And that's why each time you perform a song, it might sound differently, because it's based on, you know, what you want to convey at the time, because you deliver songs in jazz. It's like, I want you to know what I'm feeling in this song right now. And that's what you put out. And so when you sing jazz, you want to be honest, and you want to be true to your feeling. And so when you interpret a song, it comes across your nature comes across. And so when you sing with your body, you sing with your vocal cords, you sing with your hands, and you sing with your attitude. And that's what they mean. That's the difference between singing and singing, is you're putting your attitude. And that's what I try to do.
Right. Now it sounds like you and Kevin have built quite the platform with the Women in Jazz in Austin. And it's had a tremendous impact on Austin and the greater area. Please share with the audience some of the programs and initiatives are developing there.
Sure. Well, right now with COVID, we've been having a lot of online concerts. In fact, today I have a Sunday house concert on most Sundays at 5 o'clock Central Time. We have a Sunday evening, just a little 30, 45 minute concert, to give some music for the soul, you know, because I don't know about you, but we all are kind of messed up right now with what to do during this COVID. So that's kind of a mental refresh. And then we have concerts for adults. In fact, we have one coming up too in September, the Kyle Turner and Friends on the 5th, and the Ladies of Smooth Jazz, the Jazz in Pink, which is a great band, and Paula Asherton. And so we give concerts, and we have a youth component where we have kids perform their youth concerts. We have a full day of a youth summit that we hope to get back going this coming February. And then we also have vocal performance workshops, where I love to teach people how to sing jazz, where I try to convey that, you know, jazz is not something you do, it's not complacent, it's something you do deliberately and actively, and you expose yourself, you expose your vulnerabilities, because when you deliver a song, you have to be willing to portray yourself. And so I love teaching, especially kids, about that. So we have those components. And we get funding from the City of Austin and the Texas Commission on the Arts, and even the National Endowment for the Arts, to keep this jazz, American tradition, African American music going.
Well, please keep it going. We are so thankful. You're doing great work out there.
Well, thank you.
Now let's dive into Happy Talk, the CD. Tell us a little bit about the concept, the inspiration behind it,
all right,
and a little bit about a couple other tracks.
All right. Well, Happy Talk was inspired by just wanting to have some comfort. And that comfort was in going home. You know, sometimes you need a hug from your mom. And that's what Happy Talk was for me. I started performing all the comfort songs that I'd learned from my mother, you know, growing up around the house, and things that she taught me. And so Happy Talk is, because she played a lot of Nancy Wilson, and I loved the song Happy Talk. She used to sing that one quite a bit. So it kind of came natural to me. And then when I've been a Nancy Wilson fan, that's my favorite artist for a long time. And so I loved her Don't Go to Strangers. Her Go Away, Little Boy, was sung as a really slow, I call it Ray Charles slow, a slow ballad, and it's so beautiful. But James Polk gave me this kind of Latin arrangement that I really like. And then the song Tenderly is from listening to Sarah Vaughan, and I changed it up a little, but it has such a soft, tender touch to it. It's really an explanation of a man's approach to a woman and the way he loves her. And I have Althea Renee playing the flute. She's a flautist out of San Antonio who's an international sensation herself. And so during COVID, I had access to these wonderful musicians. She also plays on Go Away Little Boy. She has a conversation with Andre Hayward on trombones. So it's a kind of man-woman conversation in those. That song. And then Wonder Why is just a jazz swinging groove that Ryan D. Howard plays piano on, and he has wonderful solos. Don't Go to Strangers features Mike Malone. He's a great saxophone player. And also he plays on The Grass is Greener. He plays his soprano sax on there. You'll hear him on We'll Be Together Again, which is a Nina Simone song. It's a Billie Holiday song. I love Billie Holiday. I went through a period where I was just struck by her and did all of her songs. And so I have a Billie Holiday tribute package concert that I like to do. And then just while going through COVID and thinking about the future, and I was thinking about all the possibilities. And so the song So Many Stars came up because it talks about endless possibilities for finding your dreams and your heart. And then my mother used to play Johnny Mathis, and I loved his Wild is the Wind. And that's the one that Nina Simone made famous, but I love those. And a matter of fact, I was very surprised to hear from young people. The feedback I get is that I really liked your Wild is the Wind. And I think it's because it's a beautiful love song, and they like it, and I love it too. And so those are kind of the songs. There's a bass player named John Frimgen that's wonderful, that played on the album, a guitar player named Tommy Howard, and also a wonderful drummer, the best drummer in town, I think, in Austin and elsewhere. His name is Brandon Temple. He's also in very high demand, and I was very lucky to get all these musicians. But like I said, during COVID, everybody was home and they were available and happy to get the work. So it's just full of so many talented musicians. And then the arranger, James Polk, on so many of these songs, he didn't play. And that's one of my mentors and my influencers. And I've played with him for years. He's been a Women in Jazz mainstay musician, and just taught me so much. One of those learn on the road kind of musicians that I've had the pleasure of working with, a jazz legend. He was Ray Charles's music director for a long time. And so for me to have access to Dr. Polk was wonderful. And then lastly, my engineer, he's a Grammy award winning engineer named Larry Sire. And I told him that I wanted to keep the imperfections that occurred in my singing, and I wanted to sound live. I didn't want to do a lot of overdubs. I just wanted it to be pure. And so all those nuances, I wanted to come through. I didn't want him to make it perfect. I wanted it to be just as delivered. So that's what I ended up with. It's just an honest and true depiction of the songs that I'm delivering. I think you guys will love Happy Talk.
Well, I'll tell you, I absolutely love it. And your truth, your feeling of home, the collaboration and celebration of womanhood definitely comes through. And one of the things I've always admired about you, Pamela, is you bring top talent and the collaboration to your projects. And you did not disappoint this time. Because there's some serious sax. Yeah. And that flautist you mentioned, Althea Renee, she's from the D, right? Detroit, if I recall.
She is from Detroit.
I remember her playing with Straight Ahead, an all-female group. Oh, man. And they were way ahead of their time.
That was back in 98, and they were way ahead. Straight Ahead was ahead. And so now she plays also, in addition to her, you know, individual talent, she plays with Jazz in Pink, which is like a smooth jazz version of Straight Ahead. So, and you'll see them in September 25th.
Okay. All right. And that wonderful collaboration and talented team you put together created a absolutely stunning jazz CD, I must say. So after our listeners hear this interview, click through, buy the CD and say, I need to see her live. Where can they catch you?
All right. Well, I am going to be in both those concerts on September 5th and 25th. Here in Austin, but you can also go to my YouTube channel, Pamela Hart's YouTube, and the Women in Jazz Association YouTube to see recordings of live performances. So, and be sure to subscribe. And so you can find out when more postings are occurring and you can see more live events there on Pamela Hart YouTube or Women in Jazz YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you, Pamela. Now, before we close, I'm going to hit you with a little surprise. In the spirit of the name of the CD, Happy Talk, I would like to do a Cool Channel 5-question happy survey with you.
All right.
All right. So the first question is, what is your happy food?
My happy food, it changes. So right now, I would say pizza. My happy food is pizza.
What is your happy song? I bet you I can guess what that is.
My happy song right now is Happy Talk. So can't beat that. Right now, that's where my head is. My happy song is Happy Talk.
Happy Talk. Mm-hmm. Where's the place that you visit, no matter how many times you visit it, makes you happy?
Ooh, Jamaica. In fact, I was just there. That's my happy place. The people are happy. The place is beautiful. It never disappoints.
All right. All right, Jamaica. And then your happy outfit, your go-to outfit.
Ooh. Well, I have this white flowing shirt that's sleeveless and it comes down into like two scarves on either side, and so when I move it flows, and so I love that little blouse.
All right. And then the last question in our happy survey is, what is your happy drink?
My happy drink, and order it for me, y'all, and know it when I come, is Grey Goose and Sprite with a lime twist.
Okay. Grey Goose and Sprite with a lime twist.
That's right.
So that's how we're going to close the show out, with a toast to Pamela Hart. Let's hold them up, y'all. A Grey Goose and lime, a Sprite with a lime twist. Let's have a toast to Pamela for much success with her new CD, Happy Talk. Pamela Hart from Austin, Texas.
Thank you so much, Tyrone. And best of luck with the Cool Channel. I know it's going to be great.
Great. So thank you all for joining us on the Cool Channel. And to each of you, have a happy day. Thank you very much.